welcome back to the Squadcast, kind of. It's our pre-season special, I think we can very loosely term it.
Yeah, wee mini one.
The wee mini one. We want just to turn your Spotify over or your Apple Podcasts or YouTube or wherever else you get podcasts these days. My name is Craig Wright, for those of you that weren't listening to season one, we won't hold it against you. And I'm joined once more for the 2023-24 season by Mr. Murphy Walker. How are you?
Brilliant. Thank you.
I realize I introduced you as 23, 24. You're not allowed to leave, like, at all. Like,
I've signed the contract. I'm locked in.
I was going to say, if your signing bonus was bigger than mine when you signed the contract for the Squadcast, then you've done well there.
Yeah, a couple of Jaffa Cakes was my signing bonus.
That's a better signing. I got one Jaffa Cake. So there you go. You're clearly this where the party lies. We're just on a quick pre-season special before this weekend's Famous Grouse pre-season friendly against Zebre Parma here at Scotstoun, Saturday night, 6 p.m.
Get your tickets, everybody.
There you go. Murphy's doing the plugs already. Just tell us a little bit about why we should be excited for this game, Murphy.
Yeah, I think pre-season games are always pretty exciting for, I mean, the players. It's hugely exciting because it's the first run out. Like, we've had, as a squad, 3 months off in total.
Yeah.
And pre-season only started about a month ago with a weekend between with a wee break. So everybody's champing at the bit to get going. And obviously, against Zebre, it's always an exciting game with a lot of exciting attack, and there seems to be a lot of kicking involved, which means a lot of turnovers and, yeah, a lot of tries is the big thing.
And that's just from Alan Dell, the last time he played Zebre.
Exactly, unless Alan Dell running line breaks and setting boys up for their fourth or fifth try.
Or hat-trick. We should talk about that as well before this weekend, obviously. Johnny in the Scotland squad.
Yeah.
Just brilliant.
Tops off a great season for him, I think.
Yep.
Credit to him, he stuck in there pretty well. Like, he had that, travelled with us to Argentina and Chile. Played with that A game and then fortunately didn't make it into the full squad to play against Argentina. But now he's bided his time, and it's amazing to see that he's on the bench this weekend, and I wish him well.
How many tries has he scored off the bench?
Oh, knowing Gregor and what JD and what they've prepped, there's going to be more tries, isn't there? So I'm going to go 2.
Okay.
Of tries for Johnny on his debut.
I'll just go 6. Just double hat trick. Be fine. If I get that right, I don't know what we're doing. Returning to this weekend here at Scotstoun, obviously Zebre in town. But in terms of the group we've got here, obviously 16 boys now with Johnny up in the Scotland squad. They're away with Scotland. Well, 15 with Scotland and 1 with Tonga and Big Nons.
Yeah, Big
Nons. That obviously gives an opportunity to a few new faces that we might not have seen before. Who should we be looking out for from your side?
Yeah, like you said, quite a lot of new faces. I'd say Kyle Rowe is one of the ones that I think he's definitely going to be a fan favourite here.
He is looking absolutely rapid already.
I know, and his mullet's flowing in the wind, which is brilliant here.
How's Tom Gordon taking that, given the fact that he was the previous undisputed mullet king?
Yeah, I know, there's a wee bit of a rivalry now.
Yeah.
Him, Gus, Kyle.
I'm not sure if Josh's count. Josh's kind of just
Josh is,
there.
Yeah. Josh has just got hair. It's not quite a mullet, it's just got lots of hair. No, there's a lot of new boys, which just adds to a pre-season fixture. Obviously, as a fan, you get to meet new players and see what they're like, and it hopefully gives you a taste of what's to come during the season. And there's also a lot of young boys coming through playing this weekend. So, again, a bit of taste of what they can do, show what they can do to not only the fans but to the coaches as well, and see if they can put their hand up for the games going forward.
Now, I've got to ask you, given that everybody I've asked this question to over the course of the pre-season block has come away with the same thing, but are you as big a Ben Afshar fan as everybody else seems to be as well?
Yeah, Ben's... Well, it depends what you're meaning. Rugby player or...
A DJ.
Artist, DJ.
I was meaning rugby player, but stay tuned for the Squadcast at some point in the future where we dive into the DJ stuff.
Ben is a great bloke, but also a good player. He's worked hard this preseason. I think with him shadowing Dobie and Sheba, he's kind of come on so fast to what he was last year. And having that exposure with us last year, training that, you can tell that he's already stepping up. At the start of the preseason, he wasn't very sure if he was going to get a game. I was like, trust me, you're going to get a game. So I know he's buzzing to be playing. And yeah, like I say, as an artist as well, Franco has found out that he's
Yeah. Oh, here we
Franco's
go.
Franco's found out he's dabbles in a bit of DJing and rapping. So there's one session up here actually when we're doing a meeting about something, and Franco asked him to put a wee mixtape up for him. So.
Nice.
That's TBC. It will come eventually. But yeah, we'll need to get Benny on sometime.
We will do. We've got a fair list of people that we've already targeted. Yeah. Seba, because he was your player of the season from last year, and he's not been on yet.
When I was in St Andrews in camp, there was a couple of like wee kids and stuff had come to get pictures and signings and stuff. And one of the wee kids, I I can't remember your name, but he was like, oh, big fan of Squadcast, whatever.
Hey.
And I was like, oh, amazing. I was like, right, if you have one person that you want to have on it next season, I was like, who would it be? He was like, oh, Sebastian. I was like, trust me, we've tried. We'll get him on eventually.
No, but we definitely will. We probably need to get Jack Mann back on as well, given the fact that last season we kind of butchered his, well, I kind of butchered his recording a little bit.
Because laptop microphone.
I know. Note to self, make sure everything's plugged in properly when you set up. Yeah, Sarah's in there. Obviously, Ben, we've got to get into from that side of things.
New boys.
Yeah.
Henko is another great addition.
Yeah.
He's been put in the bracket, and he's not too fond of this actually. But in the S&C terms, there's different terms of, or kind of categories of what you get put in. There's bruisers, which are the guys that kind of want, like, need to get bigger, stronger. There's the bolters, which are the guys that have kind of hit all their targets and they've met all their expectations in terms of strength and size wise. And then the last one is a warhorse.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, there's only about four or five of them. There's Duncan Weir, there's Henko, Sheba, and there's one other. But he's not fond of the name Warhorse. He says that he's worried that he's going to get put down soon. So,
he's only just got here. I'm sure he's got a bit of time.
Well, I think that's why he was so annoyed with it. But Henko's great. He fits in so well.
Because I've heard a couple of people not only saying his character, but comparing him quite well to Callum Gibbons from when he was here as well.
Yeah.
Sort of same vibe. If he has the same impact as Cully had when he was here, I think the fans, you know, as a group, will absolutely love him.
Like when he came in, everyone was like, oh, here we go, another South African. But no, he's great. He's great. He's a good laugh. And we also had a team social, which was amazing. And everyone got to know each other pretty well. And Henko was great telling us some funny stories and playing some games. So, yeah, I think all the new boys, there's only like, what, three?
The three official new boys, and then we've got Logan, Duncan, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, Logan, everyone's made that seamless transition, and they're a fully fledged part of the squad.
Oh,
which is good.
I'm not going to ask you to do this every week of the season because that's not going to be a thing most weeks of the season. But predictions for how the game's going to go this weekend.
First game of the season. Of course, there's going to be a bit of rustiness. Even though that Franco might not want to admit it and is not expecting it, but I think there'll be a bit of rustiness from both sides. I know Zebre have had their game already last week against Onyaks.
Yep.
So they've got a wee step ahead of us, but the boys are so fresh and so raring to go, and training's been great that I think it's going to be high scoring.
No, tries are plenty. I think that's where we're going with this.
Genuinely, there'll be a lot of turnover attack, and there'll be a lot of tries. There should be a lot of tries. But then again, it's Scotson. It's weather dependent.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah,
Saturday night, floodlights. Even if it could, I mean, please don't chuck it at a storm.
Even
like this.
If it does chuck down, Scotson fans, especially the East and West fans, you won't believe it, but your new stands are up. They look amazing. And they've even got gutters this year.
Gutters, more leg room, generally just
better.
They look bigger from where I'm sat.
Yeah,
here.
Well. But Kenny Brown,
I'm reliably informed it's not.
They're top of the range stands. All the like Saracens and that use them. So he says that they're top of the range. And like I say, they've got gutters now. So
we've mentioned the stands as well. We should also mention the food that's coming on as well. Since I know you're a big fan of your
new
food.
Stalls.
Got a hot chocolate stand, kind of. It's a coffee stand, but it does hot chocolate. We're already looking at that. Hector and Harriet. Got cheese toasties coming as well.
Macaroni cheese toasties or something as well.
Total meltdown. And then we've got Screaming Peacock in there as well. Great name.
I've already dabbled with some of their...
We're now just turning into a gourmet podcast, but what were you looking at from there?
Is it the Screamer, I think it's called?
Yeah, okay.
That's the venison burger, I think it is. It's it's very good.
Nice.
I think I've had it a couple times. Not that you'd notice, obviously.
No comment.
But yeah, so I'm personally excited.
I'm very excited.
To dabble around them this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully get the chance at the weekend.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know. So,
I mean, is this where you throw your selection so that we were saying this before selection's gone out, but you throw your selection just so you can go and get a cheese toasty. Franco, sorry, I pulled my hamstring.
Yeah, that would be some hell planning. But yeah, no, I'm already the media, Molly, our media assistant, she's already said that a couple players are going to go around and try out the different stalls for some content. So
yeah,
I'm hoping my name gets put on that list.
I mean, we can pull some strings. We know where you are.
I feel like myself and maybe like Kebble would be a good couple pairings to go and try out some food and drinks. So
I will advise any fans coming to get here early and get to the food vans before you and Kebble, absolutely. In that case, though. Yeah, there might not be anything left.
Yeah, be empty. Anyway. So get there. What time's kickoff? 6?
6 p.m.
Yeah, you probably won't get there for noon. Get there
for 12. Start queuing at the doors early. Well, if you do start queuing at the doors and you haven't got your tickets yet, tickets are still available on the day. By the meantime, get your tickets from GlasgowWarriors.org. Murphy, it's been a pleasure. It's been far too long since you've been off being, you know, international called up and all that good stuff. And I've been sat here waiting for this and equipment getting dust gathering on it. Yep. But let's do it all again in the next, first episode of the official season 2 will be the week leading into Leinster. Nice. For the first week of the URC season, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, all episodes are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. But in the meantime, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and we'll see you on Saturday this weekend against Zebre Parma. This has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.